The following is the Sunday service from February 12, 2023. Due to technical difficulties, the recording is taken from a cell phone.
So the Lord has been impressing upon my heart just the idea of humility. And I realized that I'm not as humble as I thought I was. I'm modest in the end. No. Looking at Philippians chapter 2, where it says, therefore, if there's any encouragement in Christ, if there's any consolation of love, if there's any fellowship in the Spirit, if any affection and compassion, make my joy complete by being of the same mind, maintaining the same love, united in spirit, intended in one purpose. Do nothing out of selfish or empty conceit, but with humility of mind, regard one another as more important than yourselves. Do not merely look out for your own personal interests, but also for the interests of others. Have this attitude in yourself, which was also in Christ Jesus, who, although he existed in the form of God, did not regard equality with God a thing to be grasped, but emptied himself, taking the form of a bondservant, and being made in the likeness of man. Being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross. For this reason also, God highly exalted him and bestowed on him the name which is above every name, so that at the name of Jesus, every knee will bow of those who are in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Amen. And it struck me because out of anyone who could have pursued his own agenda, being in the likeness of God, he laid it down to be obedient to the will of the Father and went all the way to the cross for you and me.
Amen.
He taught us how to live and how to die to self, and he went all the way to the end for us.
Amen. Amen.
So can we reflect on that today? Can we approach our relationships that way? And allow the Spirit of God to touch your heart and to allow you to appropriate the word today in your heart that you choose to live that way. Because I want to.
Amen.
Amen. Let's pray. Lord, we just thank you that we look to you as your as the example of our lives, and you set forth an example that we have to follow, whether we want to or not. So I pray, Lord, if this disturbs us, if we struggle with this, help us. Help us to look to each other's needs and look to others being more important than ourselves, because we can't do it on our own. But we look to you, Lord Jesus. And Lord, I just want to pray for those that are struggling with sickness, those who are battling in some way in their minds, or just day-to-day life, and they need a touch from you. I pray that you would touch them in Jesus' name. And Lord, I just think of those who are struggling in Turkey or in that terrible, terrible earthquake, Lord God. We pray for grace. We pray for extraction to those that are buried, Lord God. We pray for salvation to come in Jesus' name. We pray for deliverance in Jesus' name. And we ask, Lord God, that you would have mercy upon these people. And that in the midst of that extraction, that they would come to know that you are God, that you are Lord, and that they would hear the gospel and respond in Jesus' name.
Thank the Lord that God has given us the opportunity to come together one more time.
Amen.
We really don't know what the future holds. And so we have to take it one day at a time, asking the Lord to help us, to guide us, to direct us in every way. If you have your Bibles this morning, I'd like you to turn with me to Exodus chapter 14. There's another, I see another one here too. There's Children's Church Today and Love, Wipe, and Do Dishes. I don't know how that got there, but. Thank you. I want to share for a few moments this morning when God is bringing you to the edge of the Red Sea. God is bringing you to the edge of the Red Sea. Father, I just thank you today for your word. I pray today, Lord, that somehow that you would speak through me this morning to people that have been gathered here today. Lord, I pray that somehow your words would come forth from my lips today to encourage someone, to help someone, to minister to someone today. Whatever you may be going through, Father, whatever people are going through this morning, that you would minister to them in some way, Lord. And I'm going to ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Now we all know this story, how the children of Israel were brought out of Egypt. Miraculously, after Pharaoh let them go. And they marched together. They came together. And they ended up at the edge of the Red Sea. God was going to take them another route, but there were too many enemies. And he felt that they might run away. But here we have them as we enter into this story this morning. Thousands upon thousands of people at the edge of the Red Sea. And I don't know about you this morning, but I have experienced that in my own personal life. Where God has so graciously set me free, He has liberated me, He has loosed the shackles, and here I am standing at the edge of a Red Sea in my life. In Exodus chapter 14, beginning at verse number 5, when the king of Egypt was told that the people had fled, Pharaoh and his servants had a change of heart toward the people. And they said, "What is this that we have done? That we have let Israel go from serving us?" So he made his chariot ready and took his people with him. And look at verse number 7. And he took 600 select chariots and all the other chariots of Egypt with officers over all of them. Verse number 8, the Lord hardened the heart of Pharaoh, king of Egypt, and he chased after the sons of Israel, and I like the way the New American Standard says it, as the sons of Israel were going out boldly. They had been set free. They have been, as I said, liberated. And Pharaoh said, you know what? We did a mistake. How do you know the devil makes mistakes?
Amen.
The devil makes mistakes. Can I say it again? The devil makes mistakes. God never does, but the devil does. These people are free. I'm going to send my best men after them. I'm going to re-enslave them. There they were out marching boldly. You know, when God shows you something, when God delivers you from something, sometimes we feel like, you know what, I'm going to take a little wall here and I'm just going to relax. But let me tell you, the devil is always endeavoring to come after us with full force when he knows what God is doing in our lives. The things that God is performing on our behalf. Come on, somebody. When the Holy Spirit is working deeply in our lives and we're being transformed by the power of God's Word. He's going to come after us with full force. And we have to expect some opposition. You know, Paul said, an open door has been given to me, but there is many that oppose me. When you take that step towards God, you've got to be prepared for some spiritual warfare.
Amen.
Say that again.
Okay. When you take that step towards God, you've got to get ready for some spiritual warfare.
Amen.
Go down to verse 10. As Pharaoh drew near, the sons of Israel looked, and behold, the Egyptians were marching after them.
Can you imagine being at the edge of the Red Sea and you look back and you see the enemy approaching with a vast army?
With everything that he has put together, he is marching toward the Israelites. Sometimes we get afraid.
Yeah.
Sometimes we get fearful. And they became very frightened. They became very fearful as they saw the enemy approaching. And sometimes he can be that way as well. It's like all hell is engaged against us when we have experienced something in the Spirit. When God has so graciously opened up heaven for us and we have seen something from the very hand of God.
That's clear sailing from here. It's all clear sailing. No problems here. Nothing to see here, folks. Move along.
And we can feel, as it were, the very breath of Satan himself, every demonic spirit. He doesn't want you to discover the true riches of Christ. He doesn't want you to fathom the fullness of all that God has for the believer.
So the sons of Israel cried out to the Lord. This was an anxious prayer, one commentary says. An anxious prayer, really not a prayer of faith, because if you read the next couple of verses, which I'm not going to read this morning, they began to blame Moses. They began to say, let's go back to Egypt. We were better off in Egypt. You know, sometimes the devil says that to us. Oh, wasn't it quieter back then? No fires to put out. No enemy to resist. Just relaxing with your toes in the pool. The sun shining. But friends, that is not the way the believer lives. Oh, we are in a spiritual battle. We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers and spiritual wickedness in high places. Come on, somebody. We are in trench warfare against the forces of darkness. I remember when I was pastoring my first church at 28 years old. We had a prayer meeting. And I remember me asking some people, you know, how come you not coming to the prayer meeting? And one of the staunchest members of the church, he was honest. He says, I don't want to get involved in that kind of stuff. Because I know when I go there and pray, I'm going to have opposition from the enemy. There's going to be resistance. Satan is not going to like me coming and praying. So I prefer just to stay home and spiritually relax. Friends, this is not the time for spiritual relaxation. This is the time to dig in with God. Hallelujah. This is the time to press in with the Lord. Come on, somebody. This is the time, as someone said on Thursday, to gallop towards the things of God. They cried out to the Lord, but it wasn't really a prayer of faith. Because they thought about turning back. They started to blame Moses. Wasn't there graves? Are there enough graves to bury us here? Thank God for those in the midst of catastrophe that are willing to stand up and declare the truth.
Amen.
We need more people like that.
Yeah.
That are willing to stand up in the midst of catastrophe, the midst of uncertainty, not knowing what's going to happen next, and stand and declare the truth of God's Word. Yeah. And in verse 13, that's exactly what Moses did. But Moses said to the people, do not fear. False evidence appearing real. What did I say? I don't know. Fear. God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and love and of a sound mind. This very day we rid ourselves of all fear, and the only fear that remains is the fear of all. Do not fear. You've got nothing to be afraid of. The enemy's behind you, and the Red Sea is in front of you, but you still have nothing to fear. You say, no, I've got a lot to fear. I don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. What's going to happen to my life? What's going to happen to my job? What's going to happen in my family? This is the time to trust the Lord.
This is the time to trust that God has all things under control. Hallelujah.
Says, do not fear. Stand by and see the salvation of the Lord, which He will accomplish for you in 2 years. Today.
Thank you, Lord.
Today you're going to see it, Moses said. You're going to see the salvation of God. Friends, while you're sleeping, God is at work. While you're planting your garden in a few weeks, that's a word of faith. God is at work. Hallelujah. You're praying, the Holy Spirit is at work. Praise God.
My neighbor said to me, there's going to be a dump of snow at the beginning of March. Sorry, Warren, but that's your brother-in-law. I said, no, please, no more snow. Listen to what he said. For the Egyptians whom you have seen today, you will never see them again forever. Hallelujah. And the devil, he comes and he says, you know what you were delivered from? Well, you're going right back to it. As a dog returns to its vomit, you're going back. You think you're going to be able to keep this victory going? No way. I'm coming after you with an army like you've never seen before, and I'm going to drag you back, and I'm going to chain you up, and I'm going to enslave you like you've never been enslaved before. Friends, let me tell you something. My eyes are fixed on Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. My faith is in the blood that was shed at Calvary's cross that's going to keep me free and liberate. I'm not going back to Egypt. Sometimes we have to declare that.
Yeah.
I'm not going back. I'm not going to be enslaved again. Mm. I'm not going to let him chain me up. Jesus shed his blood not only for our salvation, but he shed his blood, as I said last week, for our sanctification.
Yeah.
That the power of sin would be broken over us. The grip and power of sin is defeated through the cross of the Lord Jesus Christ. And I love verse 14.
Yeah.
The Lord will fight for you. Oh boy. Friends, I don't know about you, but that little tidbit of truth right there in verse 14 is something that we can take hold of today. Yes, we're fighting, but we've got someone that's fighting with us and for us, in front of us and behind us, and His name is the Lord God Almighty. Can you praise Him this morning? But look at verse 14 very carefully. The Lord will fight for you while you keep silent. You know, that's the hardest thing to do.
Yeah.
When everything around you is falling apart.
Mm-hmm.
I have to admit it, it's a tough thing to do.
Yeah.
When you see the enemy chasing towards you, and all you see in front of you is the Red Sea, the inability naturally to go forward. It's easy to start grumbling and complaining and moaning and groaning and blaming. Come on, hello someone. Is anyone out there today?
Yeah.
When nothing makes sense,
yeah.
Why would God bring me to the edge of the Red Sea? I'm sure the Israelites were asking, what's going to happen next? I don't get it. The enemy is chasing after us, and all I can see is a huge body of water.
Right.
You know what some people do? They give up. They head in the opposite direction. They head back towards the enemy. But that's not God's plan for you, and it's not God's plan for me this morning. It's not what God wants from me in this hour. He says, keep silent. Don't say anything. Sometimes it's good just to be quiet in God's presence and let Him work His miracles. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Just have faith in God. Then verse 15, then the Lord said to Moses, why are you crying out to me? Tell the sons of Israel to go forward.
What?
Go forward? How can we go forward? Sink or swim.
Yeah.
Sink or swim. Build a boat. Verse 16. As for you, speaking of Moses, lift up your staff. You know, there's always something for us to do. And then God does what He's going to do.
Amen.
Are you hearing? There's usually something for us to do, and then God will do what He's going to do. He says, lift up your staff and stretch out your hand over the sea and divide it. Isn't that amazing? There he is with a staff. And God says, I want you to stretch, lift up your staff and stretch out your hand over the sea. That takes an act of faith.
Yes, God.
Are you hearing me this morning? That takes an act of faith and divide. If you have faith as small as a mustard seed, you will say to this mountain, be cast into the sea. Here, Moses lifts up his staff and stretches out his hand over the sea, and it divides, and the sons of Israel shall go through the midst of the sea on dry land. Hallelujah! What a miracle! You know why God has brought you and I to the edge of the Red Sea? He wants to show forth His glory and His power in the midst of your impossible situation. If God can save the Apostle Paul, God can save anyone.
Mm-hmm.
If God can transform his life, he can transform anyone's life. He can move in the midst of impossible situations. Hallelujah. You say, I want it now, 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 now. Please do it now, now, now. If you don't mind. God has to squeeze all the doubt out of us.
Yeah.
All the words that say inability, that we would begin to believe that with God all things are possible. Just a couple of more verses. I want to go over to the New Testament. Luke chapter 1, verses 35 and 30. Just a couple of verses before I close. And the angel answered and said to her, to Mary, the Holy Spirit will come upon you. And the power of the Most High will overshadow you. And for that reason, the Holy Child shall be called the Son of God. Verse 36. And behold, even your relative Elizabeth has also conceived a son in her old age. And she who was called barren is now in her sixth month. Verse 37. For nothing will be impossible for God.
Yeah.
Mary said, behold, the bond slave of the Lord. May it be done to me according to your word. You know, that's the response that God is looking for from us. Lord, let it be done according to your word.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus. I don't know what you're facing this morning. I don't know what you're going through today. God does. He knows every detail of our lives. And sometimes we think we are facing impossible situations. And nothing seems to be moving.
Yeah.
And we feel like we're at the edge of the Red Sea. With the enemy coming and chasing us down. With every vile thought of doubt and unbelief. Blaming us. Condemning us. But the word of the Lord says today, do not fear. Do not fear. I'm going to fight for you. You're going to see my hand extended over that situation and over that circumstance like you've never experienced before. Are you hearing me this morning? God, if we allow him, if we'll step aside and say, God, you're the great God Almighty, fight on my behalf. God is going to move. Yes, there's a part that we have to play. There might be a rod that we need to lift up and stretch out. There might be an act of faith that God is asking us to do. But nothing is impossible with God.
Amen.
Nothing. Will you bow your heads this morning? Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Father, I just pray this morning for those that may be going through something intense. Maybe you're facing something in your personal life. Maybe you're facing something in your family's life. God knows. Father, you know. As we face behind us the enemy and the Red Sea in front of us, Lord, you want to move on our behalf. You want to move on our behalf, Lord. I have to believe that. You want to move on our behalf. That you will not allow us to be tempted beyond what we're able to bear, but with the temptation, you will make a way of escape that we can endure it. Whatever fiery trial you may be going through this morning, God says He's going to be with you every step of the way. He's going to bring you through. He's going to bring you through the fire. He's going to bring you through the deep water. Lord, I just pray for your people this morning. You love them so much. I pray today would be a day that they would just reach out to you in faith. To believe that, Lord, with you all things are possible. As every head is bowed, as we are just in His presence this morning. How many would lift up their hands and say, I'm in a moment where I need prayer? Is there anyone? Yes, yes. Yes, 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 yes. How many others? Yes. You just need prayer. Yes. How many others? Yes. You need prayer. Yes. How many others are in a position to say, you know what, Pastor, I need prayer. Is there anyone else that would slip up their hand? Yes. I need prayer. Yes. How many others? Yes. You just need prayer today. Is there anyone else? Yes. Been a lot of hands go up. Is there anyone else? I just need prayer this morning. Just need the Holy Spirit to work in my heart in the name of Jesus. Father, you've seen every hand that's gone up this morning. Lord, we want to pray. We want to pray. In Jesus' name. Amen. I'm going to invite you to stand this morning. I'm going to ask those that lifted their hands just to come forward. We're just going to have a closing prayer for you. We're not going to drag this out, but we're just going to have a closing prayer. If you lifted your hand, I want you to come forward this morning. In the name of Jesus, along the front, we're just going to have a closing prayer. In the name of Jesus. If you lifted your hand, I want you to come. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. I feel a struggle. A sense of deep struggle this morning, but God has delivered you. God has set you free in the name of Jesus. Just come and just get nice and close to the front. Give other people a chance to come. We're just going to have a closing prayer. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Just stretch out your hands to those that have come forward this morning. Just stretch out your hands to those that have come forward this morning. You're standing in faith with them today. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. I'm going to ask Pastor Brad if he could just anoint each one with oil. In the name of Jesus. Now, the oil is a representation of the ministry of the Holy Spirit. It's used for healing and change.
chapter 5. And I believe it can also be used as a way of really looking to you, O Lord. It's your Spirit that's going to do the work in our hearts and lives. In the name of Jesus. Lord, just remove all doubt from our lives. Let faith arise in our hearts, O God. Faith in your word. Faith in your faithfulness.